From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The fight over public employee unions has exploded into a partisan war. In Wisconsin, Ohio, and several other states, Republicans want to significantly limit collective bargaining for public employee unions. And by doing so, they would strike a financial blow to Democrats, as NPR's Peter Overby explains.
In a fireside chat on TV, Wisconsin's Republican governor, Scott Walker, said his proposal is all about fiscal policy.
It certainly isn't a battle with unions. If it was, we would have eliminated collective bargaining entirely, or we would have gone after the private sector unions.
But today, the Republican National Committee threw that argument out the window with this TV ad.
Stop Obama and his union bosses today. The Republican National Committee is responsible.
And at the National Legal and Policy Center, a conservative watchdog group, Peter Flaherty takes it even further.
To be blunt, we can either bust the unions or we can bust the country.
Karen Ackerman is political director of the AFL-CIO.
The Republican view is, let's beat them while we can. Let's destroy the unions while we can. And then we won't have to worry about Democrats anymore.
It's hard to overstate what unions do for the Democratic Party. First, let's talk about money. Money that comes from union members, with millions going to candidates and party committees, and other millions that unions spend on their own organizing and messaging. Unions give Republicans virtually nothing. The three biggest public employee unions are the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the National Education Association, and the American Federation of Teachers. They rank in the top 20 sources of campaign cash, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, ahead of most corporate players. That said, unions are not the Democrats' main source of money. The financial sector, just for one example, gives many millions more. But the big thing about unions isn't the money.
It's the manpower, it's the people on the ground that they're able to offer that makes them valuable.
Political scientist Eric Heberlig is at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. He says the unions give Democrats a grassroots operation that's unique in American politics.
Particularly in the Northeast, Midwest, Pacific Coast, they're certainly the dominant Democratic group there.
In other words, the most dominant Democratic group in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, and most of the other battleground states. Alan Sigler, a political scientist at the University of Kansas, gives one example from the 2008 campaign.
They employed 3,000 members in Ohio for the last 6 weeks of the campaign. That's the kind of stuff that they do. Republicans have nothing like that.
Sigler can also describe what happens when unions aren't there for the Democrats.
I remember 1994, basically labor sat out the 94 election. It was mad at the Clinton administration. The Democratic Party was overwhelmed.
In this current conflict, union leaders point to an unintended benefit for the Union-Democratic Alliance. John Wilson, director of the National Education Association, says Republicans have oversimplified and misread the facts about his union.
What they don't see is the fact that NEA has 1 million Republican members.
That's nearly one-third of all NEA members, and Wilson says he's been hearing from them.
Many of our Republican members basically have said, you know, I'm not voting for Republican office holders who take away my collective bargaining rights. So I think people should be very careful about what they're trying to do. They actually might create a situation where they're losing votes.
But that may be a short-term loss Republicans are willing to take if they can bust the unions and so cripple the Democratic Party's staunchest allies. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.